VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of Google employees walk off the job to protest the company's treatment of women globally. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The protest is billed Walk Out for Real Change and will focus on the internet company's lenient treatment of executives accused of sexual misconduct. It follows a New York Times story last week that said Android software creator Andy Rubin received a $90 million severance package in 2014, even though Google concluded the sexual misconduct allegations against him were credible. Rubin says the story is inaccurate and denies the allegations. I'm Mike Hempen.
Indonesian Navy divers say that they have recovered one of the black boxes from the wreckage of Lion Air Flight JT610, which crashed into the Java Sea just minutes after taking off from Jakarta early Monday morning. AP correspondent Stephen Wright.
That crucial development for the investigation, because they need the data from that recorder to see what happened in the very short minute of the flight, and areas that they can focus their investigation on to come to the final conclusion.
Search crews have been working around the clock to find the wreckage of the Boeing 737 and recover the plane's cockpit, a voice recorder, and flight data recorder. They all contain crucial information on the plane's brief flight, including the pilot's last communications with ground controllers when they asked to return to the airport. Human Rights Watch calls for the immediate action to stop what it says is widespread sexual abuse in North Korea. In an 86-page report released Thursday, the group says its three-year study of the issue has found that abuse against women is so common it has come to be accepted as part of the ordinary life in North Korea. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump